This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Depending on what happens in the Senate, the government won't shut down on November 17th. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. We are live, of course. It is the Wednesday morning edition. We're heading into hour number four, folks. And if you've been along with us, we welcome you back. If you're just joining us, we want to welcome you to the program, of course. And we're broadcasting live to our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. Also, of course, along with GCN Network, who distributes the program out to our great FM and AM affiliates. And then also, of course, we're there with you wherever you are. If you're driving a big rig this morning, if you're making deliveries, if you are working a shift, if you are working your job this morning, if you're just up with us talking about news and politics and the developments of the day, we want to welcome you as well. And all these different things happen overnight in America, by the way. And we're right there along with you, and we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. All right, so let me sort of backtrack there a little bit. Yes, the House did pass the bill, a continuing resolution, essentially, to avert a government shutdown. And this is, of course, a big win for Speaker Mike Johnson. And it was a bipartisan decision. Passed 336 to 95, this from Fox Business, I believe, or Fox News, rather, well over the two-thirds margin it needed to get the measure over the line. Just two Democrats voted against the bill, along with 93 Republicans. It's now headed out to the Senate, of course, controlled by the Democrats. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would take it up as soon as possible. Well, I hope that it's, you know, before November 17th. So we don't have that the government shutdown, but of course that is the deadline that's there. Now, Mike Johnson, of course, you know, trying to get and basically getting this done in the House, and we don't know how much other harmonization might have to happen for the Senate. But hopefully, you know, and as our friend Denise Simon said last hour, it's now in Chuck Schumer's hands. You know, if the government shuts down, it's not because of Mike Johnson and the Republicans. It would be because of the Democrats in the Senate. Now, Larry Kudlow, I believe, spoke with Steve Scalise. Now, this is prior to the passing of this bill. So his question to him was, you know, is this going to pass? Basically, this two-step continuing resolution, the way that Mike Johnson has structured this, is all this going to pass and go on? But listen to Steve Scalise and his response to this, because he's talking about breaking the old-fashioned paradigm that's been in place. So let's listen in.
It's going to pass. And the biggest thing on this, Larry, is that it breaks this paradigm where we always get these Christmas Eve omnibus bills. I hate omnibus bills. Nobody reads them. They're dumped 3,000 pages the night before the vote, and it's got all kind of garbage in it. And those of us who vote against it, it doesn't matter because the bills pass, and it's got all kind of things you find out later about it. But we've got to stop this cycle. So what the speaker did is negotiate pushing it into January. Let's have a fight over border security in January, and in the meantime, start working on more of these appropriations bills that we have already passed through the House that control spending, that address some of the radical regulations that the Biden administration has imposed on the country that are crushing jobs, raising costs on families. So let's have that negotiation in the meantime. And then in January, we're going to have a fight over getting our border secure, which needs to happen.
Yes.
Well, and again, that's some great comments there from Steve Scalise. I will tell you this. You know, I appreciate the use of the term paradigm here. And he's saying it breaks that paradigm of the Christmas Eve omnibus bills. Well, I do think this is a real good angle of attack for the GOP as we go into this election year. Because spending is something that is entirely relatable to consumers, to just citizens out there trying to make ends meet. Right? Whether you are a Republican or if you're a Democrat or if you're an independent, no matter your party affiliation, you still have to make ends meet. You still have to work your kitchen table budget, basically, your family budget. And you have to live in the real world. You have to live within those parameters. You have to be able to make choices. And sometimes you have to make some hard choices. And we've all know this. We've been there. We've done this. This is all part of life. But up on Capitol Hill, it's a different universe in so many ways. And that is, we'll just borrow the money, we'll print the money, we'll do whatever it is that we need to do. But we're going to have these enormous, as he said, omnibus spending packages that are just going to fund everything from here to kingdom come. And, you know, it just goes on and on. So this is what the people out there believe, that all just goes on and on. So Mike Johnson and the GOP, if they're breaking that cycle and they're bringing spending front and center, like, for example, if you're going to give support to Ukraine or to Israel, well, you're going to find a way to have to pay for that. Not saying don't support Israel, don't support Ukraine, but find a way to put it into the budget or live within your means kind of a concept here, which is a radical concept outside or inside the beltway, I should say. So, again, this is a great angle of attack for the GOP, because it's not something the Democrats can, number one, they will rail against it. And by virtue of doing that, in so many ways, show their true colors. Because people, especially now, with the way things have gone, they understand, and they should be holding their representatives accountable for that kind of spending. And it can't just be pell-mell or willy-nilly. It can't just be the way we've always done it. That's always an excuse. Well, we've always done it this way. Well, maybe there's a new paradigm of being able to do that. And Mike Johnson, with a real good success here. That's actually a good thing. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We're coming right back, taking your phone calls, 949-822-7959. Be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A little Burning Love, bringing this back in here to the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. A little Elvis, King of Rock and Roll. Of course, bringing this back in. That's got a great sound to it, doesn't it? And that, in addition to what we had earlier, we had Bossa Nova Baby. That's right. That's right. So, all right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. And you know what? It's these Iranian-backed Houthis. They're back again. Okay. You know, it sounds like it's very bizarre thing, but it's a real deal. This is from Newsweek, a powerful, and we've heard of them before, of course, not Newsweek, we've heard of Newsweek, but the Iranian-backed Houthis, they're the ones that fired some missiles the other day that our U.S. Navy ship took down. And who are they firing it at? I don't know. Well, they were fired north, so I don't know. A powerful Iran-aligned militia, that is, in Yemen, already conducting an unprecedented missile and drone campaign against Israel, has declared its readiness to open new land and sea fronts amid the ongoing war 1,000 miles away in Gaza. Abdul Malek al-Houthi, head of Yemen's Ansar Allah movement, also known as the Houthis, issued a statement Tuesday calling on the nations located between Yemen and Israel to open a corridor to allow the group's considerable military force fight Israeli troops directly, and warning that Israeli ships in the Red Sea between the two countries would also be targeted. Hours later, Ansar Allah Deputy Information Secretary Nasruddin Amir told Newsweek that geography was the only thing keeping a massive reserve of fighters away from entering the conflict that has consumed the region. On the ground, he says, we have no borders with occupied Palestine. By the way, again, when they say the word Palestine, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're referring to the land that we know as Israel. Okay? So Gaza was independent. Remember, it was ceded to the Palestinians from Israel. This is your land, okay? And they had a government. They had Hamas take over around 2005 into 2006. And they've been governing, quote-unquote, ever since. So, you know, but this is why you hear things like Free Palestine. They're not talking about we want Gaza to be okay, because Gaza, for all intents and purposes, was okay in the sense that Hamas, as the, quote, government, could actually do things there. They could have improved the lives of the people. They could have done business. They could have built unbelievable great resorts on the Mediterranean. They could have done anything other than create a terrorist safe haven and a launching point to massacre the Jews. Okay, this is just, you know, we just take a look at this. This is exactly what the situation is. So again, we have fighters, let's see, on the ground we have no borders with occupied Palestine, Amir said. Otherwise, we would not hesitate to attack it on the ground and eliminate the Israeli enemy. Oh boy, and you can hear me, I'm pounding the table here for emphasis, and I'm a little sarcastic emphasis, by the way. The way that these words have been spoken are just absolutely ridiculous on their face, and at the same time, very terrifying. Because the person that said this, I'm pretty sure, means every word of it. Okay? So if they mean every word of it, we have to take notice, and we have to be serious about taking it seriously. He goes on to say they have fighters numbering hundreds of thousands who are brave and tough, trained and experienced in fighting. He says they also have a very strong belief, and their dream is to fight the Zionists. And get this, folks, just for good measure, as an added bonus for you and me, to fight the Zionists and the Americans. Oh, boy. Amir also weighed in on the ongoing missile and drone attacks against Israel, as well as threats of targeting Israeli ships in the Red Sea. It says, as for the missile operations and marches, they will continue and develop, and we are working to develop our attacks in order to harm the Zionists. As for the naval operations, they target Zionist ships, and we, God willing, he says, will work to strike them if they do not stop the aggression against Gaza. Somebody's got to give, what's this guy's name again, right? He's the Ansar Allah Deputy Information Secretary. Okay. Nasreddin Amer. Okay, so someone needs to go talk to Nasreddin Amer and tell him that the so-called aggression in Gaza was touched off by the massacre attack on October 7th. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But this is pervasive. They've latched on to this. They think that this is the message, and they're just going to kind of stick to it. And that's where they're going with this. But, again, it's very, very, and it goes on and he says other stuff. But this is, again, very serious, but also very terrifying. And it's something that, unfortunately, we may see continue to expand. Because certainly, and I will say this too. I think that if you had sort of the opposite effect happening around the world, if it wasn't all this pro-Palestinian demonstrations and marches and people pouring in the streets, you know, calling Israel war criminals, et cetera, I don't think that there would be so much of this sort of grandstanding going on by other entities and countries and groups like the Houthis in Yemen. And but the world, because the world would be standing up pretty much as one to say this kind of anti-Semitic, you know, just horrible, disgusting ideas, you know, we don't accept, and we're going to fight against. So, you know, take your best shot, but the world is going to say no. And yes, I know I'm under no illusion that these particular quote militia groups, or otherwise known as terrorist groups, that they would say, well, whatever, we don't care what the world thinks. And I'm sure that would be their response. But at the very least, the world would be unified and could take maybe collective action, if necessary, in order to stamp out the kind of horrible anti-Semitism that we're seeing. And I will say this, and you know, I'm not trying necessarily to be funny about it. I mean, I think some of the things that this guy was saying sound very, obviously, they're very serious. He means them, like I said. But at the same time, it almost sounds ridiculous the way that he says it. But I will say this. Have you noticed, and I mentioned this with a caller yesterday, but I'd like to expand on it. If you've noticed that there are two different problems that are being discussed when it comes to somebody being anti-this or whatever. Well, there's anti-Semitism, which we understand. We understand the meaning of that, and we're seeing it on display, most unfortunately, in so many different ways. Anti-Semitism is against the Jewish people, right? Anti-Semite. And we understand what that connotates, what that means. But if you criticize those who are, in this case, ginning up the anti-Semitism, and if you are criticizing them for wanting to massacre the Jews, I can't even believe I'm really talking about this like this, because it's just so matter of fact, but this is the world we're living in. But if you criticize, then you're an Islamophobic, okay? Phobic is a much different connotation than anti, right? So if you're critical of what's happening and what's being said by these different groups and so forth, well, then you could be Islamophobic, which means you're fearful of, or you don't understand, or maybe you have some irrational idea about things. And so it actually puts you into a different category, right, at least in terms of the verbiage. And I think that's also part of this propaganda war, or this propaganda action that we're seeing. Oh, watch out. Now, you don't want to be a phobic of something, as opposed to saying, look, no, I'm standing against a bad idea. I'm standing against a bad ideology. I'm standing against something that is hatred. That's not a phobia. That's taking a stand. All right? That's what we're doing right here. Folks, come right back with this, because when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. And we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, do some sports talk when we come back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. Yesterday, the House voted in favor of a plan to fund some departments until mid-January and others through early February. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to pass. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would pass the legislation as soon as possible. The Israeli military is conducting an operation outside of the largest hospital in Gaza. Yesterday, the IDF said their forces are carrying out a targeted operation against Hamas inside the hospital based on operational necessity. The Israeli government claims Hamas is using the hospital as a base to conduct war. Starbucks Workers Union, called Starbucks Workers United, said in a press release that it's demanding the company come to an agreement over staffing and scheduling issues. A strike could affect hundreds of Starbucks locations nationwide tomorrow, Red Cup Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back, everybody. And we're having some fun here on the program this morning. And certainly, this music bringing us back is definitely a lot of fun. And we're glad that you're there, folks. So we're glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. And, of course, you can go over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Simply click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message link. And you're off and running from there. Well, speaking of being off and running, we've got our good friend Patrick Hyland here on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing great. I got to tell you that the time just flies by here in the morning. That's for sure.
Excellent, man. That's what it's all about, keeping the truckers and the audience all engaged. We appreciate everybody listening and some good basketball last night. Yeah, we'll talk a little hoops, and then we'll get into hockey. And if we have some time, we'll talk about some college football and go from there. Indiana, the Pacers beat Philly. In Philly, 132-126. Good ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of scoring, a lot of excitement. The Pacers are 7-4, and Philly's 8-2. Those are two teams that could be in the playoffs, next year in February. So it'll be nice to see. So I hope so anyway. Get that rocking and rolling. Make the playoff run and see what happens. So
indeed.
Our friends up in Atlanta. Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, no, I was just saying indeed. No, you're exactly right.
Yeah. Atlanta went into Detroit and won 126-120. So all our Hawks fans listening, we appreciate you up there in hot Atlanta. And Orlando, They went over to Brooklyn and lost 124-104, but they're 5-5, Kyle, and the Magic are starting to get a little bit better. You know, if they could keep that 500 pace, that'd be nice. The fan base there in O-Town would really be happy, and all over the state of Florida pulls for the Magic. We'd love to see them get back to the days of Shaq and Penny, but you know, that's going to be a while. Very interesting. And then out in your neck of the woods, young man, the Los Angeles Lakers, they are firing three-point shots like they were at the free throw line. So 134-107, they set a record, man. They just kept firing and scoring. So give the Lakers credit. You know, we'll see how they do the rest of the year. And then barn burner to the end, the Denver Nuggets, 111-108 over the Clippers. The other L.A. team. So, you know, just some fun basketball to watch and witness and see how these teams are going to, you know, end up this year. And then the Timberwolves and Golden State Warriors, man, they were fighting earlier in the game. And then finally they started playing some basketball. And Minnesota won 104-101. Golden State's funny, Kyle. They always start out slow, but then they finish the year strong. And they always find a way to stay in the hunt. So looking forward to see if that transpires again this year. So let's talk a little hockey, man. I'm really excited. The season's in full gear. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch what can happen. The old Anaheim Ducks beat the Predators 3-2. And the Florida Panthers, now they're South Florida. They went all the way out to San Jose and won 5-3. They've been getting better every year, Cal, the Florida Panthers. And the Tampa Bay Lightning have been kind of in a little bit of a, I hate the word, slump. But they went out to St. Louis and were beat 5-0. But I want to give the goalie credit for the Blues. 30 shots on goal, and he didn't let one by Bennington. So he's a good goalie for them. It really starts there in hockey, Cal. If you don't have a good goalie, you're in for a long season. Especially in the playoff time, you get a hot goalie. It's like having a couple good hot pitchers in baseball. Yeah, this is before your time, Kyle, and even mine. Even the people listening would like to kid with me about my age. But Spahn and Sane in 2 days of rain, and guess what? You know, you can go a long way with it. Just a couple pitchers if they're that dominant. Just like if a goalie's that dominant. So that's what happens in that, you know, situation.
But, very cool.
It's still early. Go ahead, Cal, please.
No, I was just saying, yeah, very, very cool indeed. And you're right. Sometimes, if you hit it just right, and you get the right player or combination of players, they just have like a magic season sometimes, and you can really, really see some big benefits.
No, very much so. People don't realize there's a lot of, you know, team play and hockey. You know, everybody thinks of the one guy who scores or skates down the ice, but a lot of passing, a lot of defense and transition. It's a very transitional game. It's, if you think about it, it's a combination of, you know, soccer, basketball, and football on how they really fly, you know, up and down the ice. And then they use strategy similar to soccer when it comes to defense. And then, you know, you got to be tough, just like in football, to take the beating, take the pounding. So that's the beauty of hockey. And it's a fun sport to watch live. I mean, even on TV, they've gotten a lot better with the coverage, which makes it fun for a lot of people.
Well, sure.
I'll tell you, a lot of people, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I was just going to say that the sport of hockey, the game of hockey, is so fast-paced that I can't imagine trying to be the camera operator on that, you know, to try to follow the puck as fast as it goes, you know. But you're right, it's very fast moving, and but you're right, I think the coverage has improved.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. I wouldn't want that job either, Cal. That's the truth. It would be a tough game to definitely, you know, be the cameraman on. And those guys are talented.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a lot of things in life, you know. We don't give enough credit to the people that are talented. You know, we always look at scenes. We don't look at the ancillary things in life. We're all, you know, doing the best we can, you know, to make it happen. And That's all you can do in this lifetime, you know, treat your fellow man the way you want to be treated. And just appreciate everybody's profession. Everybody has their own skill set and talent set. Nobody's better than anybody else. You know, that's just something I wish we could kind of get back to and have a little bit more civility for each other. I mean, man, it doesn't take much to be nice, Cal, you know, and do the right things for the right reasons.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We do have a call lighting up here on line one. Do you feel like taking a telephone call? He might have a question for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah,
sounds good. All right. Well, line one, you're on with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone and the insurance quarterback. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Line one, you're there. All right. There you are.
That happens, Kyle.
I think they may not have heard that. Yeah, they may not have heard it. So that's all right. So let's continue. If we can bring them back, we will. But tell us more about what you do and so forth.
Well, yeah, Kyle. I help out people every day with all their financial needs and just try to advise them properly. You know, when it comes to Medicare right now, it is Medicare season, and if I can be of help to anybody listening, you know, I'm being able to put $164.90 back in people's Social Security checks, I'm getting them, you know, $100 a month in a grocery allowance. You know, there's a lot of things I can do if you're on Medicare A and B, and all my military guys out there listening, if you have Medicare A and B and you have TRICARE, you're using the VA, guess what? I can still help you get on a plan and get that money put back to you. And in today's economy, I mean, it behooves you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. And might as well save yourself some money and get some more added benefits for the upcoming year, 2024. Don't leave money on the table that could be yours that could help you out in your financial needs. It's tough times, so please, I'd love to hear from you. As I always say, love to have a cup of coffee with you, and we'll talk some sports. We'll talk about your finances, and for all the computer people out there, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com, and just plug in if you'd like to have me give you a call or set up a meeting. Be more than willing to help you out. Kyle, always a pleasure. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day and also the audience, and I look forward to talking to you Friday morning, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Hyland, everybody. You can hear him on the Consumer Quarterback Show, the Sports Zone. That's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Sundays on AM 860, The Answer. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, take care. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, and we will be back right after this with Brandon Rimes, who is the consumer quarterback. And stay right there. Caller, you hang on if you have a question for Brandon. And folks, we're coming right back after this. I'll warn with you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing across your radio dial this morning. So much more to talk about as we head into the final segment of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. And once again, we'll be joined here, I think, briefly, and hopefully briefly, by Brandon Rimes, of course, the consumer quarterback. He's hosted the Consumer Quarterback Show on AM 860. That's, of course, happening at 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And so you can check him out there at AM 860, The Answer. And once again, you know, we've got a lot more to talk about in terms of what's happening with this continuing resolution that has been voted on. And we do have, I think, let's listen back again to what Steve Scalise talked about in terms of this continuing resolution, sort of breaking the paradigm, breaking the cycle of it all. Let's listen in. I think Larry Kudlow has a question for him, and then we'll hear this. Now, this was before the bill was passed in anticipation of it passing in the House. Let's listen in.
This one, Steve Scalise. Speaker Mike Johnson, he's got a, I'm going to call it a semi-clever plan, two steps continuing resolution. It's semi-clever. Okay, my question to you, sir, is it going to pass, and will we avoid a government shutdown?
It's going to pass, and the biggest thing on this, Larry, is that it breaks this paradigm where we always get these Christmas Eve omnibus bills. I hate omnibus bills. Nobody reads them. They're dumped 3,000 pages the night before the vote, and it's got all kind of garbage in it. And those of us who vote against it, it doesn't matter because the bill's passed.
So there you have it. Again, Steve Scalise, again, saying that this paradigm has been broken. And that's what Mike Johnson, the new speaker, is doing. All right, we've got with us now Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Well, I tell you what, it's been quite a day, number one, on Capitol Hill. At the very least, either there's some progress was made, but then there was a lot of fighting going on. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, and it's a bit frustrating also to hear. I went to the Salem event last night in Tampa with Dennis Sebastian and Mike Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, someone had asked a question about the eight Republicans that voted not to impeach Mayorkas. And what a letdown. I mean, what a letdown that is to have uniparty holdouts, you know, forcing or just allowing this creep, this person who's allowing human trafficking, fentanyl drugs, emboldening the cartels, ruining our fabric of our great country, allowing estimations of around 8 million illegals in the country. I mean, that to me is just despicable. And but there's good news on the horizon too. You know, on the real estate side is what I focus on a little bit more than, you know, politics. But, you know, Lawrence Young, he's the chief economist for the NAR. He's got an interesting post that he put out. It's, you know, it says mortgage rates are plunging with the news on inflation calming. Consumer prices rose by 3.2% in September, even with the rent component still showing a hefty gain of 6.7%. So long and short, he goes on to summarize how mortgage rates should look to be heading towards 7% in a few months, and into the 6% range by the spring of 2024. So he's saying, he's calling on the Fed to stop raising rates, and I think that's going to be great news for our economy.
I agree, and especially if it looks like we're heading to a recession, if those are the indicators, then the Fed might want to start cutting rates anyway as a matter of course. But you know, it seems like, but the word plunge, the mortgage rates haven't plunged in the grand sense, have they? I mean, they've come down a teensy-weensy bit, but are home buyers and home sellers going to be moved by this en masse, do you think?
Well, here's what I think should happen, and you know, sometimes people, you know, you have what they call like the pent up demand, like we have with COVID. So I think you have pent up demand on both sides, and it's interesting if you think about that. You have buyers that want to make moves, and you also have sellers that want to make moves. So once those rates start coming down, what's going to happen is you're going to have potential for a multiple offer, you know, highest and best bidding war again situation in some of the hot states, mostly red states, mostly, you know, areas like Tampa Bay or Tennessee and Carolinas. So depending on, you know, where you live in the country, you know, it might be a good time to, you know, go ahead and make those moves because sellers are willing to negotiate. I know we're negotiating some really awesome deals for our buyers because sellers, they realize that the market's soft, days on market are up, and, you know, the inventory is still actually kind of low. It's kind of an interesting paradigm. It's a weird market right now, but we'd love to help anybody out there that's looking to buy, sell, or invest. My wife, Lindsay, and I own a top 100 ranked real estate team at Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company in the world, KW. And we can help you worldwide through our network. So we've got agents in all 50 states and all across the globe ready to help you.
Well, and especially right now, you've got people who may want to look at, I mean, refinancing is not necessarily, or is it becoming more attractive at this point? Or are people taking out like lines of credit or something like that if they want to do home improvement projects?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, Kyle. They'd rather, instead of doing a complete refinance where they're rearranging the whole debt on the home, they're doing a home equity line or something along those HELOCs. So that way they can just access what money they need, maybe to consolidate some credit cards that are at higher rates because those rates have gone up tremendously too. You know, credit card debt at an all-time high. American savings at an all-time low. We look at the IRS and taxes that are inevitably going to be rising because of the feckless leadership that we have in D.C., the lack thereof leadership. So it's unfortunate. We're in a bad position, but we'll pull through it. You know, we have faith. We'll pull through it. And, you know, the American people are resilient. And we want to help them. You know, if there's anything we can do to help, we can definitely do that. And, you know, throughout the Tampa Bay market as well, I've got, you know, awesome business partners through my show. It's a consumer advocate talk show, so I've got experts in 50 different categories. So whatever our folks need, any of our listeners out there, you know, attorney, CPAs, financial advice, we've got a lot of different resources for you.
Indeed, and even outside of the greater Tampa, Sarasota area and so forth, people listening in different parts of the country, they can just go to your website, right? Because you were mentioning that you have connections into all these, all the different states.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love to help anyone, and I, you know, I take it as a great, you know, a great call of honor to be able to help patriots out there. Some of our truck drivers, our overnighters, our police, fire, medical, paramedics. You know, folks that are out there working hard. You know, just contractors, people, you know, hustling, living the American dream, and it's gotten a little bit harder to do that. So I look at it as an honor to serve in my capacity. You know, my father was a military MP. I didn't do the military thing. I had an opportunity to play football at the Naval Academy, turned down a full ride scholarship to play at the University of South Florida.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, consumerqb.com is our website. It's a consumer quarterback show, so it's consumerqb.com. You can, you know, find all of our contact there. You can see videos, recent show episodes. And, you know, you can always call me on my cell phone directly, too, which is a Tampa Bay number. It's 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894.
Very cool. Well, you know, we've got about 1 minute left, but we do have Mary in St. Pete calling in here on line one. I think she might have a question or comment for you. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Brandon Rhymes.
Good morning. I wanted to just ask if he sees, Mr. Brandon, sees any slowdown in development of land. This week, 1,000 acres up towards Newport Richey were being burned down to build another subdivision right next to another subdivision, which had already been built.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that lived there were complaining about the smoke and the ash for that 1,000 acres up to Newport Richey that was being burned down.
Okay.
Are you seeing any slowdown in development? Thank you.
Good question. All right. So you got that, Brandon? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. Great question, complex answer. Unfortunately, I won't be able to squeeze it all in, but what I would say is that Pasco County is a growing county. I have multiple parcels of land, 30 acres, for example, on New York Avenue for sale. They turned down a project to do townhomes there because they wanted industrial. It's zoned industrial. So as long as it fits the future land use map, they're trying to balance out, and it's a tough question to be, or a situation to be in as commissioners and zoning boards, because they have to have enough for retail. You have to have schools, hospitals. You have to have residential. You have to have industrial.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really it's a tough business to be in to figure out what land is going to be used for.
Well, thanks, Brandon. We appreciate it. We're heading out to break. Folks, it's been a great show this morning. Thanks for being there. Thanks to Brandon. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care out there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.